Compassion, trust, courage, innovation. The values of Temecula Valley Hospital. We proudly present TVH Health Chat. Here's Melanie Cole.
Welcome to the show. Today, our topic is spinal cord stimulation to help patients manage chronic pain in the back, arms, and legs. And my guest is Dr. Hector Pacheco. He's an adult and pediatric spine surgeon and a member of the medical staff at Temecula Valley Hospital. Dr. Pacheco, let's talk about pain first, because we're talking about in the back and the arms and the legs. What are the basic types of pain, different from acute versus chronic? And since they're somewhat subjective, how do you measure someone's pain level?
That's a very good question. You know, we really don't have a barometer in medicine to measure pain. So unlike somebody who comes in and says they have a fever, you can actually measure their temperature. People who come in and say they have pain, you accept it at face value. Some people say they have severe pain. Some people say they have moderate pain. But we really have no way to measure that. Now, we talk about a visual analog scale, like on a front scale from 1 to 10. What is your pain level? And the key is that acute pain is different from chronic pain. Chronic pain is something that someone has been having pain for, let's say, greater than 3, more likely 6 months. They know they have some kind of a condition, and they can usually localize it to one part of their body, or in the case if it comes from the spine, that the pain can then radiate to the arms or the legs, and it's something that affects their daily living.
Well, it certainly is. So how do you diagnose what it is that's causing the pain in the first place? What is the first thing you do when someone comes to you in pain?
First is to listen very carefully. The history is very important, and usually find most of these patients that have chronic pain, they will describe of having problems that have been going on for a while, let's say over a course of a year or two, and then they've noticing over the last several months that the pain is always present, that the intensity seems to be worse than before, and then the frequency is more often, usually more with just regular activities that they normally would do without minimal problems to now, it's kind of always there. And then the threshold is sort of when they start doing very simple things, like getting dressed, going to the bathroom, sleeping at night. And that's kind of when they start looking to get some kind of evaluation and concern about the pain they're having.
And then let's talk about some of the approaches to pain management that you use. As a spinal surgeon, people right away think, oh, it's going to be spine surgery. But some of these are minimally invasive or non-surgical. So speak about spinal cord stimulation as one of those types of services and really what that is.
Right. So one of the things that we have noticed is that there is different treatment options for patients. When we look at treating somebody surgically, one of the options is to decompress or free up the nerves. The other is to kind of modulate the signal along that nerve pathway. So nerves work on basically on an electrical basis. It's a signal that goes from that one part of the body. It travels up the nerve just like a wire goes to a light. It goes back up to the brain, and then the brain senses the pain, and patients then experience the pain. So if you can modulate that activity, for example, it's like a wave that goes up and down. If you can reduce the amplitude either through medication or in the case of using spinal cord stimulators, then what happens is the patients will have less pain. Spinal cord stimulation has become more sophisticated now in that you can actually pulse the signals and kind of like they have the noise decancellation ear devices when people go on flights, is that they actually can cause a disruption of the noise. You can also cause a disruption of the nerve signal from the pain that's going to the brain.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Now, who would be a candidate? Are there some people for whom this is not an option?
The spinal cord stimulation has evolved, and it was often used initially for patients who have what was called a failed back syndrome. And failed back syndrome is patients who've had spine surgery. They continue to have pain. They just weren't getting better. And so it was kind of used as a salvage procedure. In other words, offering an option to a patient who didn't do well from spine surgery. It has now evolved to where it can actually pinpoint it for particular problems people have in one extremity or the other. Or in the case of patients who, for example, the elderly who are living longer, want to be more active, and they just maybe are not suitable to have a long surgery, or they don't want to have a big surgery. And so the spinal cord stimulator is a good option to regulate their pain.
Tell us a little bit about after the surgery, doctor. Is this stimulator something you can see or feel? Do you wear it? What is life like for the patient once they've gotten this inserted?
Right. So the basically what happens is somebody has a chronic pain condition. They're often managed by a pain management specialist. They use an assortment of different modalities to include medication. And then they come to the point where either the pain medication that they need is too much or they want to use less. And then they're evaluated for a possible spinal cord stimulator. They then undergo a spinal cord stimulator trial. And that's a percutaneous lead. It's something that the pain management doctor will often do. And then they externally wear a battery that gives them the pulses, and it's a good trial. And so from that standpoint, a patient is seen, they evaluate it, they wear the trial. If they have a good response, then they're considered suitable candidates for a permanent spinal cord stimulator. The permanent spinal cord stimulator, gives you more options in that the stimulation or the lead is in a paddle. And that is surgically inserted through a procedure in which you do a laminectomy, most often in the mid-thoracic spine. There's wires that then are buried underneath the skin, and then it's attached to a battery, what's called a generator, very similar to like a cardiac pacemaker. And so this then generates all the electrical signals directly onto the spinal cord, and that can be modified to the patient's needs. You really don't see it. Most patients don't even feel it, and they have a range of options from having a permanent generator or permanent battery versus one that's rechargeable.
Can they do everything that they would like to do? Are there restrictions on activity or swimming or any of those sorts of things?
Once people have this, you know, they find out how much benefit they get. And then following that, there's nothing, no restriction from the activity they want to do. So one of the things that I do see happening in the future is with the opioid epidemic and the control of the narcotics is, and also patients wanting to get away from narcotic use, is the spinal cord stimulators is a good option to be able to do that, either to reduce or eliminate the need for medication. And people actually are more alert. So I think it's going to be a growing use for pain management.
Well, in that vein, wrap it up for us, Dr. Pacheco, with the questions you would like patients to ask you when they are suffering from chronic pain and you're considering and the discussion starts to center around a spinal cord stimulator. What questions would you like them to ask you and what would you like them to know?
Well, the main thing is that is to inform the patient of their options. So my approach in all patients is to get them better without surgery. So we start off with the things that we know do work, which is an anti-inflammatory medication, a neuropathic agent, which helps reduce the stimulation of the nerves with pharmacologically, activity modification, changing their nutrition, and if they don't get better, then proceed to epidural steroid injections. If that doesn't work for them, then maybe they're candidates for spinal cord stimulators. Now, there's a growing number of people that are living longer, that want to be more active, and sometimes they need a big surgery, a good first step prior to that. If they either don't want to have that or maybe they're not medically able to have surgery because they're very deconditioned, is to get them the stimulator. Spinal cord stimulator can help them become more active, to become more cardiovascular fit to have a procedure. And more than anything else is to give patients hope that they have a range of options. It's a matter of just becoming informed and to consider all the possibilities for them, including a surgery if they need that.
What an interesting procedure. Dr. Pacheco, thank you so much for joining us today and explaining this to us and what life is like if somebody does suffer from chronic pain and wants to consider spinal cord stimulation. Thank you again for joining us. You're listening to TVH Health Chat with Temecula Valley Hospital. For more information, please visit TemeculaValleyHospital.com. Physicians are independent practitioners who are not employees or agents of Temecula Valley Hospital. The hospital shall not be liable for actions or treatments provided by physicians. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.